This program is transcribed from an earlier network release.
The American Broadcasting Company presents every Sunday night at this time, Tales of Willie Piper, written by Samuel Taylor. My wife has uttered a complaint. She says too many things happen to Willie and Martha Piper, that the average young married couple leads a comparatively quiet and uneventful life. She goes even further and says that too many things happen in radio. There are too many crises, too many climaxes, too many people mistaken for too many other people, with results that are, to say the least, slightly earth-shaking. Surely there must be some days in the lives of the Pipers in which nothing, literally nothing, happens. Well, I have decided to accept the complaint and make an adjustment. We are in that part of the year set aside to goodwill. And so I call today's story, No Story Today. And it begins at breakfast one morning in the two-family house on Hawthorne Avenue in the city of Seaport on the coast of New England.
Willie, aren't you coming to breakfast?
I'll be right there.
I don't know what he does in the morning. You'd better start your oatmeal, Father, before it gets cold.
Okay. Where's the sugar?
Right in front of you.
This? What is this? Brown sugar?
Yes, it's very good on oatmeal.
Oh. What's the matter? You run out of white?
No, but brown's better on oatmeal.
Oh. Well, okay.
Willie, aren't you coming?
Well, here I am.
Oh.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Gillespie.
Good morning, Willie.
What were you doing in there, dear?
Oh, I just decided to clean out the medicine cabinet. You've been after me to do it for weeks.
But not just when I put breakfast on the table. Please sit down and eat.
Oh, sure. Hey, Mr. Gillespie, what are you doing switching our dishes of oatmeal?
Now, Father.
I just thought you'd like to try it that way, Willie. It's got brown sugar on it.
Brown sugar?
Yeah, it's very good. I'm just not used to it. Besides, I got a hard day's work ahead of me.
What's the matter? Did we run out of white sugar?
No, Willie. Brown sugar's very good on oatmeal. I thought you'd like it for a change.
Oh. Well, Martha, if you'll give me a stamp, I'll bring you home 5 pounds of white from the store tonight.
I've got white sugar. I thought you'd like brown for a change. What is the matter with you two men? Anybody think changing the color of your sugar was going to poison you?
Yeah, go ahead and eat it, Willie.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I want any oatmeal this morning. I'll just have the eggs.
Willie?
Oh, pass the cream.
Here you are.
Martha, what'll I do with these?
With what?
These razor blades. I told you, I cleaned out the medicine cabinet.
Willie, don't hold them in your hand. You'll cut yourself.
Where'll I put them? There are 69 of them.
Is that what you were doing in the bathroom, counting used razor blades?
Well, I got curious. Mr. Gillespie, how many shaves do you get out of a blade?
Three or four.
Well, then how do we happen to have so many?
I must have brought some with me when I moved in with you, Willie. Never knew what to do with them over at the old place.
Oh, yeah, that explains it.
Willie, please get rid of them and eat your breakfast.
Well, where'll I put them?
In the garbage can.
Oh, no, don't they feed it to pigs or something?
Yeah, that's right, Martha. A pig can't digest a thing like a razor blade.
Well, there must be some place you can put them.
How about the fireplace?
I don't think it gets hot enough in there to melt them down, Willie. Why don't you go out in the backyard and throw them over the fence?
Oh, no, that just means somebody else will get stuck with them.
Willie, your oatmeal's getting cold.
Well, but...
Say, I read an article in a magazine a couple of weeks ago about what you can do with old razor blades.
What?
Have snail races.
What?
Snail races.
Live snails?
Father.
Well, I read it with my own eyes. You dull the edges of the blade, see? And then you set them edge up on a big wooden board about 3 inches apart in rows, and the snails race over them. Like a hurdle race.
But, Mr. Gillespie, that doesn't get rid of the razor blades. It just brings snails into the house.
Will you please do something with those, Willie, and eat your breakfast?
Okay.
Willie, what did you do?
Put them in my pocket.
Oh.
Well, I'll figure out something to do with them on my way to work, honest. Gee, this oatmeal's cold.
I should think it would be.
Well, what are you taking it away for?
I'm going to heat it up again.
Oh. Okay, I'll start on my eggs.
Willie... I want to ask you something.
Yeah?
Have you bought my Christmas present yet?
Huh? Oh, gee, you shouldn't ask me a thing like that.
No, that's against the rules, Martha.
But I want to know.
Why?
Well, I just want to know. Have you bought it yet?
Oh, no, but...
Well, then there's something I want very much.
Martha, I'm ashamed of you, telling Willie what to buy you for Christmas. Where's your Christmas spirit?
But I've wanted it for a long time, and I know I'll never get it if I don't ask for it.
Well, Martha, I've been looking at a lot of things,
but this is the only thing I really want.
Oh. What is it?
A picture of you.
What?
Huh?
A picture of you.
For Christmas?
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather have a handbag?
No, I want a picture of you.
A handbag's more useful, Martha.
Sure. And besides, you've got a picture of me, don't you remember? That one from high school of me in my basketball uniform, crouched down to take a shot.
Oh, that. You look as though you were about to lay an egg.
I thought you liked that picture.
I do, but I want a real one of you all dressed up and looking nice and looking like, well, just you. After all, I have a very handsome husband.
Oh.
And when people want to see your picture, the only thing I can show them is you holding a basketball.
Yeah, and they always want to know which one is Willie. That's a good one. They always want to know which is Willie and which is the basketball.
Father, I don't think it's a bit funny.
Yeah? I thought it was pretty good. Didn't you, Willie?
Yeah, sure.
Willie, won't you go downtown and have a picture taken for me? There's a photographer down on Center Street named Rackback who's supposed to be awfully good.
But I want to surprise you for Christmas. Gee, Christmas morning comes and I hand you a package and you open it up and it's a picture of me. You won't be surprised.
What makes you think she won't
be? Father!
Will you pour me another cup of coffee, Martha?
Here you are.
Oh, all over my hand. You want to burn it off?
Oh, it isn't that hot, Father. Willie, will you meet me down at Bowman's department store at 1:15 this afternoon?
1:15? I got to work.
Your grocery store closes at 1:00 today.
Oh, that's right.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Father?
To put some unguentine on my head.
Oh, your hand isn't even red.
You can't tell anything by the color. I wouldn't be surprised if I had to bandage it.
Do you think you hurt him, Martha?
Only his feelings.
Well, why do you want to meet at Bowman's?
To pick out a new suit for you.
A new suit? I don't need a new suit. I've already got two.
Oh, that everyday suit you've got on is ready to fall off, and your good suit isn't much better. And I've been putting money aside for a new one, and I want you to wear it to have your picture taken in.
What picture?
Willie, when it's the one thing I want for Christmas.
Well, all right, I'll have my picture taken, but I don't need a new suit.
Oh. Well... All right, Willie. Guess you're the one who has to decide.
No, that isn't the way to look at it, Martha. We do things together. Naturally, I'm the man of the family, and I have to decide on whether... Hey, you're not going to cry, are you?
No. No, it's all right. Of course, you're the one to decide, Willie. It's just that... Well, I'm so proud of my husband, and I like to see him dress well and take advantage of his good looks.
Who, me?
But naturally, if you don't think this is the time to buy a new suit...
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Martha. I'll meet you at Bowman's and I'll look at suits.
You will?
But I'm not promising anything. The chances are 100-1 that I won't buy. I beg your pardon, Mr. Santa Claus. Have you been stationed in front of this store all day? Mr. Santa Claus? Oh. Well.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have you seen a young lady standing around here in front of Bowman's waiting for somebody?
Hundreds of them all day long.
Well, this one would have been waiting for me. She's my wife.
Don't believe I know her.
Well, her name's Martha Piper. She stands about so high and has light brown hair and... Gee, it's almost 1:30.
Maybe she's waiting at the other entrance.
The other entrance?
Around the corner on Market Street.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Thank you very much.
Oh, my. Oh, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Have you seen... Oh. Well.
Thank you, miss.
You're welcome. Have you seen a young man waiting out here for anybody in the last 15 minutes?
Tall, skinny, and worried looking?
Yes, that's Willie.
Just went around to the entrance on Market Street.
Oh, just now?
Just this minute.
Thank you. Maybe I can catch him if I cut through the store.
Hello, I'm back. She wasn't there. I said she wasn't. Listen, I already did that.
Eh? Oh, hello, young fella. Your wife find you?
No, she wasn't there.
She is now.
What?
She just got through the store to the Market Street side.
Through the store? Just now?
Yeah.
Well, gee, I gotta catch her. Thanks very much.
I beg your pardon. Are you sure my husband went to the Market Street entrance? He isn't there now.
Eh? Oh, hello, miss. He came back.
What?
But don't have to worry. I told him where he was.
What? But I'm here.
Oh. Oh, Al. Well, he's there. Just went back through the store.
Really? Why can't a man stay put?
This happens all the time, miss. It's about the only pleasure I get.
Say, I just thought of something. If my wife comes back, will you tell
Willie.
Her...
Willie!
Oh, hello, Martha. Where have you been?
Willie, I thought you were going to meet me at 1:15.
I was here right on the dot.
Well, I don't see how you could have been. I was standing right inside there.
Inside? Well, you told me in front of Bowman.
Well, of course. Everybody knows that means inside the front door.
Oh. Well, I guess I just didn't think. Well, come on, let's look at the suits.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Santa Claus.
Glad to be of service.
Now, remember, Martha, I'm just going to look at a few suits to please you, but the chances are I won't see anything I want to buy.
Yes, of course, Willie. I won't say a word. Whenever you want to go, we'll go.
Doesn't look as though they've got much stock, does it?
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Oh, we're just sort of looking around.
Oh, yes, sir. Single, double-breasted.
Double. What?
I think the suits on that rack are about your size, and if you want to look at them, I'll be right back. I just want to get rid of this sales check.
Martha, how did he know I wanted to look at suits?
Well, after all, Willie, that suit you're wearing is...
Miss, there's nothing wrong with this suit. I got it for high school graduation 6 years ago, and look at it.
Yes, dear, but do go look at those, will you?
Yeah, I'll look at them. You coming?
In a second.
Now, Mrs. Piper, how do you want me to go about this?
Show him everything except that dark gray suit that I picked out.
I see. You want to save it for last.
By the way, where did you put it?
It's right up here on the rack, all by itself.
Oh, yes.
Hey! How about it?
Oh, yes, sir. Now then, sir, why don't we try this one on for size?
That? Oh, I don't like that.
It's just to try the size, Willie.
I know, but why can't you ever try on something decent for size?
No, I'll help you slip off that jacket you're wearing. My, you know, sir, no suit will ever fit you if you weigh down the pockets like that.
Oh, that. Just some old razor blades I happen to have on me.
Willie, haven't you got rid of those razor blades yet?
Well, I'm working on it, Martha. I just need a little time.
Now then, just slip into this. Well, that's your size all right. Fits you perfectly.
I don't like it.
But, Willie, you haven't looked in a mirror.
I don't have to look in a mirror. I can look straight down and see I don't like it.
Now, here's something very nice, sir. A powder blue herringbone in the very latest double drape model. The name Double Drape is registered with the Office of Patents and Copyrights in Washington. And the suit is guaranteed to have twice as many pleats as any suit manufactured before the war. The secret of the appeal of this model lies in the contrast of the vertical pleats with the diagonal herringbone pattern, which as you walk down the street, swinging your arms, gives you the upper part of the effect of a fluid drive. A swing and sway of easy, broad-shouldered athletic freedom, which is generally considered irresistible.
I don't like it.
You don't?
No. Do you, Martha?
No. No, it's not your color, Willie.
Well, now, here's a very nice model.
That's No, I don't like it.
And then, this just came in yesterday.
No, that's not what we had in mind.
Now, here's a suit.
No.
Of course, there's this tweed mixture.
No.
Or perhaps you'd like...
No.
Oh, now, here's something nice. Very much like the suit you wore in here.
That is the suit I wore in here.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I might as well put it on again. I don't see anything I like. Do you, Martha?
No. You were right, Willie. Sorry I wasted your time.
Oh, I didn't mind looking. You've got to admit I tried.
Yes. Well, let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We'll probably have some more suits in after Christmas.
Oh, sure. Thanks for your trouble.
No, you certainly were right, Willie.
Well, I don't like to say I told you so, but you've got to take a man's judgment on things like that, Martha. Women don't understand about men's clothes. What are you looking at?
Just that dark gray suit hanging there by itself. But it doesn't look like anything you want, Willie. Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. That isn't bad.
Do you think so? Looks rather dull to me.
Well, you don't understand about men's suits, Martha. That isn't dull. It's conservative.
Well, it's probably not your size anyway. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. Mister?
Yes?
Does this gray suit happen to be my size?
Well, yes, it does just happen to be your size, but I put it aside.
For what?
Well, there was a young lady that stopped in and said her husband might be interested.
Oh, that's too bad. I guess you can't have it, Willie.
Wait a minute. It isn't sold, is it?
No, it's not sold.
It wouldn't be fair for you to take it, Willie.
Well, why not? My money's as good as anybody else's. Here, I think I'll try it on.
Oh, very well, sir.
You really like it, Willie?
Oh, a woman doesn't understand about these things, Martha. This is a very good-looking suit.
Yeah, there you are. My, it fits beautifully, doesn't it?
Yeah, where's the mirror?
Right over here.
Hmm, that's not bad.
You don't think it's too conservative, do you, Willie?
No, it's just what I want. I'll take it.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll get the tailor to measure the cuffs on the trousers.
Okay. Now there, you see, Martha? You have to leave it to a man to decide these things.
Yes, Willie.
It's lucky I happened to see this suit, or we would have gone out of the store without anything.
Yes, Willie.
Well, it just goes to prove what I was saying. Women don't know anything about men's clothes.
Yes, Willie.
And that's all that happened that day. Willie bought a suit. Otherwise, it was quite without incident. He persuaded the tailor to order the cuffs that same afternoon and carried the suit home. And after supper, he tried it on again and was duly admired. Nothing happened the next day either. Breakfast was peaceful. Nothing fell apart. Willie got off to work on time, carried his new suit downtown in a box. He arranged with Mr. Grindle to take an hour off in the middle of the morning, changed his clothes in the back of the store, and went off to have his picture taken at Martha's request.
Turn your body a little to the left, sir, and look straight at the camera.
Like this?
The body a little more to the left.
Yeah.
More, sir. Turn the body.
Is this all right?
Still more. No. Just the body. Oh, you turned your head.
I know, but you can only turn the body so far, then the head goes with it.
Here, I'd better help you.
Look, why can't I just sit straight and face the camera this way? It's the way I usually am when Martha looks at me.
Oh, but we want a picture of distinction. There's nothing distinction about the way you are now.
There isn't?
No. Here, I'll hold your head. You turn your body.
Okay. Is this enough?
More.
More? Do I have to be distinguished?
Oh, yes. In photography, every woman is lovely, every man is distinguished. Turn more, please. More?
This is as far as I can go.
Well, maybe I can turn your head a little more, and I'll hold still, please, and relax.
Something snapped.
That's fine. Just hold it that way.
But I could feel.
It's just your neck making an adjustment. Now, hold it. Good. Now, don't move. I want to take another.
Look, are you sure I'm going to look natural this way?
Oh, yes, I've been photographing men in that position for 20 years. You look perfectly natural to me.
How much longer do I have to hold it?
Just till I get this new plate in. Oh, by the way, did you leave something out in the waiting room?
Leave something?
I found an ashtray full of old razor blades. I just wondered if...
Oh, did I leave those out there? I wondered what had become of them.
You can pick them up on the way out. Now, hold it. Smile this time.
Smile? Like this?
No, don't smile.
And that's all that happened that day. Willie had his picture taken. Nothing else of moment, nothing worth mentioning. Except that late in the day, he discovered he had shortchanged Mrs. Duffy. So, being a great admirer of Abraham Lincoln, Willie went 6 blocks out of his way on the way home to return the 65 cents. The next day, something almost happened. Everybody overslept. But Willie got off to work all right, and the rest of the day was uneventful. Things were pretty busy at the store, and he couldn't get over to the photographer's to pick up his proof. But Mr. Bissell came along on his bicycle just as the store was closing, so they decided to go downtown.
Hey, Willie, are you sitting in the middle of the handlebars? This bicycle keeps pulling to the right.
Oh, well, that's because one side of me is heavier than the other.
Eh?
Mr. Bissell, what do you do with old razor blades?
I've always managed to move before they became a problem, Willie.
Oh, here's the place, right here.
Huh. Okay, hop on. You think the fella would mind if I bring my bicycle into the shop, Willie? I don't want to leave it out here to be stolen.
Oh, no, why would he mind?
Okay, hold the door.
Here you are. You can lean it right against this table. Let's sit down.
Yep. Nice pictures up there in the wall.
Oh, sure. He's supposed to be a very good photographer.
Good evening, young man.
Oh, hello. I came to look at my picture.
Yes, Cruz. I'll bring them right out. You're going to be pleased, young fellow. They turned out very well.
They did?
Oh, very well. Very distinguished. Just make yourself at home. I'll have them for you in a moment.
Sounds good, Willie.
Yeah. You know, when Martha said she wanted me to have my picture taken, I fought against it, but now I'm beginning to think it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah. It's like going to the dentist to have a tooth pulled. You don't want to do it, and you don't like it while they're doing it. But after it's all over, you go around with your mouth open, showing everybody the cavity.
See, Martha's going to be pleased when she sees it. And she was right. We don't have a good picture of me, and we ought to. After all, what's distinguished about holding a basketball?
Here's a picture for you.
Where?
This ad here on the back of this magazine. Men of Distinction.
Oh, yeah. Adolf Menzies, distinguished actor. That picture's not distinguished enough, though.
It ain't?
No, his body ought to be turned more.
That's so?
Well, look, he's facing almost straight front. There's nothing distinguished about that.
No, maybe not. How would you have him?
Well, his body ought to be turned way around like this, see? And then his head ought to be pointing this way.
Quite a bit of strain on his neck, ain't it?
You've got to make some sacrifice to be distinguished. Now, wait till you see my picture. You'll see what I mean.
Maybe you ought to send one of yours to these people, Willie.
Ah, what for?
Why not? You've got distinction. Can't you see yourself in one of them ads? William Oliver Piper, distinguished grocery clerk.
Gee, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and you could be holding a glass of milk.
Here you are, young fellow. They haven't been touched up yet. But you'll get a good idea of what you look like. Of course, you want to take them home and show them to your family.
Oh, yeah, hand them over.
I think they're very impressive, very distinguished.
Let me see, Willie.
Well, don't crowd me, Mr. Bissell. I want to get a good look at. Is this me?
The neck muscles are impressive.
But where's my chin?
I haven't touched them up yet.
You mean you're going to have to paint in a whole chin?
That's what I say. What happened?
Well, you're just not used to looking at yourself from that angle, young fellow. After all, the camera doesn't lie.
Listen, I get up every morning and I have to look in the mirror to shave myself, and I don't care what anybody says. I've got a chin.
Where's Martha, Willie?
Out in the kitchen.
Did you tell her you've got the proof?
No, I'm not going to show them to her. Gee, what am I going to do, Mr. Bissell? He said I've got to take at least 4.
Well, there's one for Martha, and one for your father out in California, one for your Aunt Mildred and Denison. And if you want to give me one, I'll take it.
Why would I want to do a thing like that to you?
Oh, you can't tell, Willie. After he gets finished touching it up, you might be surprised.
How could I be any more surprised than I am? You know what I think I'll do, Mr. Bissell? I think I'll burn them and tell Martha that the fella can't get any film to fit his camera.
Now, Willie, you can't waste all that money.
But it's better than giving her one of these for Christmas. Mr. Bissell, do I really look like this?
Well, it's hard for me to say, Willie. I'm used to you.
Hello there, Willie.
Hello, Bristol.
Evening, Gillespie.
What do you got there, Willie? Oh, pictures.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Gillespie. Don't look at it.
Hey, get a load of those. Van Johnson.
Now, listen, they haven't been touched up yet.
What scared you, Willie? The little birdie?
I don't look scared.
You know what it looks like, Willie? It looks like you started to turn the corner on a slippery sidewalk and then changed your mind, but it was too late.
Gee, give them back to me, Willie.
Wait a minute. I want to get a good look at them. I don't get a laugh like this every day.
Willie!
Listen, give them back, will you? I don't want Martha to see them.
Willie!
Here, Willie, you better stick them behind you and sit back against them.
Yeah.
Willie, I want to ask you something.
What, Martha?
I just opened the medicine cabinet in the bathroom, and there are razor blades all over the top shelf. Where did they come from?
Oh, I put them back, Martha. I couldn't find anything to do with them.
But, Willie...
We'll figure something out, Martha. Besides, we're not going to live here forever.
Oh, well, never mind. What are you trying to hide behind you?
Oh, nothing. I haven't got anything.
Willie Piper, you've got something there. Now, what is it?
Nothing. Now, wait a minute, Martha. Hey...
What are they?
Don't take those.
Oh, they're your pictures.
Too bad, Willie.
Now, let's see.
Martha, there's one thing I want to tell you.
Oh, huh? Oh!
Listen, Martha.
Oh, they're wonderful!
What?
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 Willie, they're wonderful pictures.
Of me?
Oh, they turned out just the way I hoped they would. They look just like you.
They do?
And you look so distinguished. Especially in that new suit.
But, Martha...
Oh, this is going to be the nicest Christmas present I ever got in my whole life. Here, Willie, I've got to get back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Supper will be ready in just a few minutes.
Well, what do you know?
Gee. There's only one answer, Willie. She loves you, Willie. She loves you.
There you are, and I think I kept my promise. Nothing happened. Willie bought a new suit and had his picture taken. That's all. And I must admit now, it was quite a strain. There were times there when it would have been nice to send somebody off on a wild goose chase, or to have somebody mistake somebody for somebody else. And there were moments when I could have done with a good, juicy sound effect. A fine, heartwarming, resounding crash.
Willie, look out for my bicycle!
What?
There. I feel better now. And I'll have another story next week. Listen next Sunday and every Sunday at the same time when the American Broadcasting Company presents Tales of Willie Piper, written by Samuel Taylor. Original music is composed and conducted by Ralph Norman.
We invite you to listen to The Adventures of Willie Piper at the same time next Sunday evening. And speaking of your Sunday evening listening pleasure, remember every Sunday over ABC, the commentaries of Drew Pearson, Walter Winchell, Luella Parsons, and Jimmy Fiddler. The Adventures of Willie Piper came to you in a delayed broadcast by means of transcription from an earlier Eastern Network release. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
There's only one answer, Willie. She loves you, Willie. She loves you.
There you are, and I think I kept my promise. Nothing happened. Willie bought a new suit and had his picture taken.
that's all. And I must admit now, it was quite a strain. There were times there when it would have been nice to send somebody off on a wild goose chase, or to have somebody mistake somebody for somebody else. And there were moments when I could have done with a good, juicy sound effect. A fine, heartwarming, resounding crash.
Willie, look out for my bicycle!
What?
I feel better now. And I'll have another story next week. Listen next Sunday and every Sunday.